Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career. Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we dive deep into different jobs and people. Welcome, everyone. You're speaking to Lerato Mokati. I'll be your interviewer today. And today I have my guest, Egan Geisman. I said your name correctly, sir.
Thank you so much, Lerato. Yes, you did.
Yes, how are you feeling today?
No, awesome. It's a Wednesday. We're obviously getting closer to the weekend, so we're almost there.
Oh, halfway through the week.
Yes.
But Egan, when I look at your resume now, right, because I want to talk to you, and I did a little bit of research on you, and it is really extensive. It was a really long, extensive one. And you just told me that you were 33 years young.
Yes, I did.
And you've done so much. Okay, first I want to start with your qualifications. Okay. You have 5 qualifications on your belt. You're currently busy with your education, training, and development practice.
Yes.
Right?
That's what I'm currently busy with, or looking to actually complete it.
Yes.
I'm actually doing my SDF next week.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, hopefully that all goes well. Then I'll start jumping into the EDTP.
Oh, okay, so yes. You're doing like another qualification
exactly.
Before the other one.
Yes.
So you're going to have 7.
Hopefully.
7.
And hopefully we can start doing honors next year.
Oh, Egan, the time. Where do you find the time?
No, we just have to make time, eh?
Yes. And then I can see that now you are currently employed as an assistant human resource manager, right?
Yes.
For OVK.
For OVK, assistant HR manager, but obviously officially from 1st of July only. Yes.
1st of July
yeah.
only. But before that, I saw that you have like an extensive experience with human resources, right?
Exactly.
You were recruited
yes.
first, and you worked for F&B as well at some point. You were doing HR work, right?
Yes, mostly.
Mostly.
I was actually one of the lucky ones to actually study HR and walk into HR and been in HR ever since.
Ever since.
Yes.
And you've never lost the touch. You still love it.
Definitely.
Why did you choose HR? Why HR?
Well, I think it was a big discussion between my father and I in mm-hmm. terms of him being a lawyer and doing construction as well.
Yes.
So, especially for me, I was into sports and I wanted to do sports.
Uh-huh.
And we had the discussion. He was like, I don't want to sit with books every day and study full time. Actually, I wanted to play sport. I also had a small business that I was running at the time with him.
Yes.
And then he just suggested to me, why don't you follow the HR route? And at first, I was a bit skeptical about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, as time grew on and I started my first year, I actually started enjoying it. And
yes.
That's that. That's how I ended up in the HR space.
And does HR not have too much books? Because you said you don't want to have too much books, or
not,
did you have
not,
to adapt a bit then?
Not really. For me, I wasn't one in terms of stats and all that stuff.
Mm.
I love theory, and
yes.
and I think that's why I decided, let me rather than just study something that I would like, rather than having something that I wouldn't like. And especially in terms of something like maths, I struggled with maths back then.
Yes.
But luckily I kept my accounting.
Yes.
So it was something for me that I decided, listen, this is something that I actually wanted to do. And like I said, as time grew, I actually fell in love with the HR space. Yeah.
And our dear listeners, if you'd see the young man sitting in front of him, he looks like a very happy man. So you can see he's doing what he loves. You're doing what you love. You've told us now a little bit about how you got to loving HR, right? But being an assistant manager is not an easy task. I mean, you have to climb up the ladder a bit. So please just tell us about your background, how you got to where you are, your educational background, things that you did, maybe like small, like, see, so you have a lot of qualifications on your belt. How did it all help you to get to this current position?
Yeah, so just coming back to my studies, I was fortunate enough to get a bursary through the Free State Rugby Union to actually study.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I completed my degree, actually.
Yeah.
So I've studied HR, completed my diploma at CUT in 2011,
mm-hmm.
did my BTEC 2012, And as you could see, there's a long break in between in terms of the studies.
Yes.
I think I only started again
2012, 2019.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
So it's always been an issue for me in terms of I need to get experience as well, and not only the qualification.
Yes.
And hence the reason for me only starting or looking at the studies now recently only.
Yes.
But I think it added on to the experience that I've gained, where I then eventually completed my advanced or higher certificate or advanced level or certificate, actually.
Yeah.
And previous to that, I did a MDP, which is a management development program also at the University of the Free State.
Yes.
So, yeah, like I mentioned earlier, I would like to look at the training part now because I'm looking after recruitment and training as well within the company at OVK.
Mm.
So that's something that I just need to look into to actually give me the necessary experience and knowledge in terms of what is expected in the training department as well.
Yes.
Other than that, coming back to my experience, I think, like I mentioned, I was fortunate enough to actually start with the studies in terms of HR and then also got a position within FNB. And that's actually where I started as a HR Ops Assistant within FNB 2010. And I worked my way through, I started as a HR Coordinator after that, went on to recruitment, and then I got an opportunity to become an HR Business Partner with FNB at the age of 23. So it was quite big in terms of this youngster being 22, 23, becoming a HR Business Partner.
Yes.
Because, I mean, that's a senior role within the company. I am married. My wife actually had twins.
Oh, congratulations.
And we were staying far apart because she was in Bloom, I was in PE.
Yes.
And then I decided now I had to come back home.
And
that's where my journey ended with FNB.
FNB. Mm.
And I was fortunate enough to actually stay in the banking sector.
Yes.
I then got an opportunity with Nedbank as a recruiter again.
Mm.
And then from there, things just became better as well. I went to LaborNet as an IR consultant.
Yeah.
And after that, I went to Defenso as an HR manager. And then I got the lovely opportunity to come and work at OVK.
Yes.
As an HR officer, I started with them in 2018.
Mm.
And then obviously within a year or two, I then grew and then got a senior position in terms of head of recruitment. And then from there, I was lucky enough to get the assistant manager position that I will be
going into as of
1st of July.
That's huge. I mean, from I know just being a business partner,
yeah,
big deal. I have a lot of friends of mine who just like, I could just get there.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. And you did it at 23.
Yes.
And already, wherever you are right now, you are an assistant manager. Also in OVK, where you've been here for like 2 years, if I'm not mistaken, as you just said.
Yes. I've been with the company for four years and a bit.
Yes.
Yeah, but obviously the more senior positions has been within the last 2 years.
And you're slowly growing up there, so that's
definitely
a big deal. But with all of the success that's coming with you, and I'm sure you also had, just like you said, you wanted to be in sports before, right? Have you ever doubted your decision about going the route that you've taken before now?
I wouldn't say I've doubted it. Obviously, there is doubt when you're young and, like I said, the sport was actually the main thing for me.
Yes.
However, when one looks at the bigger picture, and that's my view of it, you only get 10 to 15 years out of sport. What will you do
afterwards?
That?
Yes.
And luckily for me, I had a good career with the rugby. And professionally, I ended my career, I think, in 2013-14.
Okay.
And then I decided, listen, now's the time that one needs to start focusing on building a career, which will last you for, let's say, the next 20 to 30 years.
So this was came with planning, a lot of planning.
Definitely.
And that eliminates some doubt, is that because you say, I've made this decision, I'm going to stick to it.
Yes.
Please listen, take tips. I hope you guys are there with the pens, writing down all of these tips. Okay, now we're going to go to the juicy part of the interview. And I want to ask you, what is the worst part of your job that no one knows about?
the worst part for me is obviously you need to make a decision in terms of someone's career. So let's say, for instance, you appoint someone into a certain position. That's obviously a life-changing decision that you obviously make. So let's say, for instance, someone comes from a different company to your specific company, and now you appoint this person. And this person realizes, I'm not happy where I'm at. You understand where I'm coming from. So it obviously, in terms of the HR or recruitment space, you want to find the perfect fit every time, which does not always happen.
Ah, you have the difficult decision. that's actually, I've never thought about that. An HR a partner has to make all these decisions for you, and they're giving you a job that might not match your personality at all.
Most definitely.
And you spend 9 hours or more at work.
Exactly.
So you need to be happy where you are. Wow, okay. So what makes up for the best? What's the best part of your job? What makes up for all of those tough decisions you have to make?
I think if I look back, And I look at myself in terms of where I've been and where I'm going. Obviously, the growth part is obviously the best, where you can find someone, you, let's say you onboard them, you appoint them, and seeing them grow as an individual within a company, and knowing that you've obviously had a hand
in that,
getting that person to where that person is today.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That is fulfilling. That sounds fulfilling so much. So, sir, you've spoken a lot about your career and how you've gotten here, right? As you're speaking so swiftly, nicely. Like, I did this, I did that. But I'm sure it was not that easy to get to where you are right now. So what was the biggest challenge in terms of your career, having to get to this point?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge will always be challenging yourself. And I think wanting better for yourself.
Yeah.
That's always the biggest challenge. And sometimes we don't understand where we're heading or how things are going to turn out. And sometimes, and I think what I've realized recently is that we have an entitlement as the youth and as the youngsters that if I've studied this, I need to be a manager, I need to become a manager, or I am the manager. But obviously, and that's what I've learned through the years, is that we learn and we grow and we need to challenge each other. So that for me is the biggest thing with regards to, or not basically the challenges in life, but sometimes we need to step back and take a seat back and say, listen, I faltered, or this is something that I need to work on before I can go to the next level. And I think that's something that I've learned throughout my career. Like I mentioned, being in a senior position at an early age, looking back today and saying, listen, I think it was a good step to just sit back a bit and refocus and start climbing the ladder from the bottom again. I think sometimes we want to jump too early, and that obviously is one of the biggest mistakes that we can make.
You're just spitting so much wisdom today. Going back, and I think that's the hardest thing for people to do, is go back.
Yep.
When you've already gotten so far and you're like, I'm not yet as equipped as I should be here, so I need to go back. That takes willpower and sheer strength.
No, it definitely does. and really believe does. Me, it's not easy. It's not that I'm not at ease in terms of where I was at that moment. But looking back, and I this is always a thought that I have with myself. If I were to stay in that position at that age and where I'm sitting today, where would I have been? Because the thing is, obviously, you're looking for something better or to grow. So I just think we need to let the process allow us as well in terms of where we want to go and where we want to end up at the end of the day.
Yeah. What is it that we don't know about your job?
I think... Or my view of it is everybody thinks that they can do HR. And because the thing is, for everyone, or the perspective is that HR is easy. and one of the things that we normally struggle with is that we don't mean anything to the business. in terms of we don't put profit on the table, like the salespeople, the marketers and all that.
Yes.
But I think for me, the main thing in terms of HR is adding value, and then also assisting the business at the end of the day to ensure that they actually make a profit.
Yes.
So I don't think most of the people know and understand HR, and I think what's nice about HR is you can pick up the phone, and if you're unsure about something, we will be there to assist. I think that's the perspective that's out there, is that everyone thinks and knows that they can do HR, but it's not as easy as everyone thinks.
Man, I'm guilty of thinking that I can do HR. That's why I'm laughing, because I'm thinking I've had the thoughts that I can do this, but I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, having to deal with people is really a difficult task, because you're trying to mediate between the business and the people. Your job, how has it changed your perspective of life? I'm sure you interact with a lot of human beings on a daily basis. How has that changed how you view life?
Yeah, and I want to come back on what you've just previously mentioned in terms of the human being. And that's the most interesting part for me, is that we're working and dealing with humans on a daily basis. And obviously, today you're moody, the next day you're happy and all that. And I think that's what's nice about it for me. Working with humans, and you would have thought you've seen it all, and then just all of a sudden there's something different coming up again.
Yes.
And I think that for me is why I fell in love with the HR space. Because you're dealing with people, and you also start understanding and learning from different people.
Yes.
Which then obviously shapes you as a human being. And I think that's the most critical part for me, to ensure that you can actually apply that in your own life, to say that I need to consider a lot of other things before I make a final decision on something.
Can I shadow you?
You're more than welcome.
Oh my God, shadow you. Okay, so now we've gotten to the part of the podcast or segment where it's called the fire questions, okay? Don't think about it. You must answer it immediately. Are you ready for our fire questions?
Fire away.
I can't live without?
My family and my support.
My secret weapon is?
God.
I always have?
Fun.
I will never?
Stop having fun.
I hope?
That I can make an impact and change in the HR profession.
You actually are one of the best interviewees who actually answered it so quickly. Well done. Thank you so much, sir, for coming to our podcast. That's the end of our show and end of my questions. I enjoyed it thoroughly sitting here with you. Thank you for making the time. And I hope that our listeners really did find it fruitful, and that they are going to follow into your path and take some of your wisdom going forward into the HR spectrum, or anyway, other working environments that you want to work in. But thank you so much, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Lirato. I just want to thank UFS as well, the University of the Free State, for inviting me. And then obviously you guys at Career Services that is doing this wonderful job to ensure that we get ourselves out there. And then, if there's anything that anyone needs assistance on or with, please follow our website at www.ovk.co.za for opportunities, because we are a business of opportunities. Once again, thank you so much and have a lovely day.
Thank you. Thank you, Egan.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.